USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The eyes of the political world are on the Senate. It's now up to senators to decide how to proceed with a measure that would increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000. President Trump has demanded the increase, and it passed in the House yesterday. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue on the bill the president signed late Sunday.
Well, I'm really delighted that the president signed the COVID bill into law Sunday night. I spoke with him many times over the weekend, over the holiday. He was very concerned about getting this help to the American people.
Vice President elect Kamala Harris received her coronavirus vaccine. Harris's vaccination comes exactly 1 week after President-elect Joe Biden received his. American Airlines is putting passengers back on Boeing 737 MAX for the first time in the United States since the aircraft was grounded nearly 2 years ago following two deadly crashes. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A federal judge ordered local election officials in Georgia to allow voting by more than 4,000 people whose eligibility was being challenged ahead of next week's runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. The judge blocking election boards in two counties from forcing a large number of voters to prove their residency before casting ballots in the runoffs. The group is bringing challenges in each of Georgia's 159 counties based on change of address data they obtained from the United States Postal Service. A home improvement store's recall has people taking notice.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month limit, and early termination fee at e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we take a look back at some of the top coronavirus stories of 2020, the first reports of the respiratory virus began circulating just before the new year. It was mid-March when the first major outbreak of coronavirus took place in a Seattle-area nursing home. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee dealt with the first outbreak.
And we also know that an increased risk of rapid spread of COVID-19 among persons who are living in congregate settings, such as long-term care facilities, and most residents of long-term care facilities are at an increased risk of this virus.
Nations around the world struggle to find balance between protecting the health of their citizens and protecting their wallets. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was one of the first to announce a statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th.
That we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it.
California continuing with some of the most restrictive lockdowns, yet the cases have still not subsided in the state. Groundbreaking fashion designer Pierre Cardin is dead at the age of 98. He moved from high fashion for private clients to ready-to-wear designs for the masses and greater success. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.